Today's GeoQuiz takes us on a wine tasting tour. We're going to Burgundy, one of France's primary wine regions. We're especially interested in the wines of Gevrey-Chambertin, a village in eastern Burgundy. This area has produced wine for hundreds of years, so they have a bit of savoir-faire. This village has a beautiful 12th century chateau, but now some winemakers in Gevrey-Chambertin are up in arms because the castle and its vineyards were recently sold to a Chinese businessman for about $10 million. Now the castle is closed to the public. So for today's quiz, we want to get specific, especially for those who know their French districts. Can you name the département that includes the village of Gevrey-Chambertin? We'll be back with the answer in a bit. This is PRI. For our GeoQuiz today, we were asking for the name of the French département, the administrative district, where Gevrey-Chambertin wine is made. The answer is Côte d'Or in Burgundy. A few investors have traveled to Côte d'Or to buy vineyards and properties over the years, but the recent purchase of the chateau in Gevrey-Chambertin has raised hackles. The world's Adeline Sear, our very own Burgundian, is here with details on the story. Adeline, what is up with the sale?
Well, Margaret, imagine the rolling hills of Burgundy, a medieval village where people have been making wine for hundreds of years. And then in the middle of this village is this castle. And the castle was in the hands of the same family since the 1800s. They decided to sell it, apparently, back in March. But they had always kept it open to the public.
And now it's sold. How much did it sell for? And what was the interest of this Chinese businessman in it to buy it?
Well, the winemakers' association says it had been estimated at 3.5 million euros, which is roughly $4.5 million. But the owners apparently wanted more like $9 million, which is kind of huge for a property like that. So the local winemakers came up with about $6 million, and their bid was turned down because the family went to highest bidder, a Chinese businessman who came up with no less than $10 million for it, more than twice the estimated value, and of course something that's completely unseen around there.
So who is this businessman from China?
Well, the whole thing, Mark, has been kept under wraps for some reason. Not much is known yet about this businessman other that he's a so-called gambling tycoon in Macau and that he's not going to be there that much, but that he will keep this castle in very good condition, something that the mayor of the village is very happy about. But I spoke to the president of the local winemakers association, and he was completely heartbroken about losing his bid. He said, well, this is sort of typical businessman who wants to have a nice photo of a castle to display in his office, you know, in China, and doesn't really care about wine or anything else.
But there is more to it than that. There's a backstory here because it's not the first time that historical properties have been sold to foreigners in this area. And people in China are drinking more and more French wine.
That's true. That there's, in fact, a Chinese investor bought vineyards in the area recently, but with a local winemaker. So he's sort of really getting into it. Perhaps he wants to learn about it. That makes it more noble. Also, a Canadian investor bought some property around there, but this castle was sort of the more iconic historical site of the area. And it's true that local winemakers have to tread carefully here because they do make a lot of money selling their wines to the U.S., Japan, and now apparently more and more to China. And you need to maintain some diplomatic ties with all these countries if you want to have good customers coming back and have a good presence on the world market.
Well, the chateau is right in the middle of Côte de Nuit grapes, grown in the department of Côte d'Or, our answer to the GeoQuiz today. So this buyer at least knows his wine. The world's Adeline Sear, thank you.
You're welcome, Marco.